Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me now?
Pardon me?
This is Clark, so from TechWire.
Yeah.
Okay. All of a sudden, there was a strong windstorm. Okay, and we use internet to call people. Our whole internet line got disrupted. Because of it, all the calls that we were on all got disconnected. I'm very sorry about that, sir.
It's all right. Not your fault.
Oh my goodness. And I just spoke to my one of my team member as well, and they were saying you have some snow going on in there as well, for which the other phone
Yeah.
number of yours is not working, right?
Right.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Hold on, sir. Can you just give me a minute and we can start the transaction one more time? To stay online. And I believe the phone number that I'm calling you from, you can see my very phone number, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, if I need you, I'll be calling you from this number only. Here's what I want you to do. I'll repeat again what exactly you have to do on the transaction server. I want you to please come up on the computer.
Okay.
Okay. Now, where it is asking you for your name, you would have to type in your name, all in uppercase. Then it would ask you for an amount. You have to put a dollar sign and then type in your amount, $316. In case if there is any kind of mistake, make sure that you do not hit any key. You let me know about it and I'll take care of it, okay? Very soon it would ask you for the name. Just give me a moment and I'll let you know when to write. Yeah, okay, sir. Okay, go ahead and type in your name, please. Make sure that you put a dollar sign and then type in the amount.
Trying to find the dollar sign here. That didn't work. Need to hit back to you. Is that all right?
No. I'll get it right. Just a minute. There you go.
Okay. It didn't make it all, did
it? It didn't? What happened?
I don't know.
Hold on, let me check here. Mr. Ali, I would request you to please check the amount once you typed in a whole wrong amount.
Yeah, but it did come up wrong there. Need to take that back off.
Like, what happened? Did you press in the 6 too hard?
No, I put 316.00.
But there's a whole bunch of 6 in there, sir, on the amount itself. Are you sure that you did not press in the 6 too hard or didn't get stuck?
It might have got stuck, but I didn't press it too hard. Needs changed.
I was looking on the transaction server. It says $31,666 credited. Do you see it?
I see it. That's what I'm saying. It needs to be checked out there.
Right, absolutely. This is the last thing that we wanted. I would request you to please go onto your account, sir, and search your checking account in case if you've received any transactions from Chase Bank. In the meanwhile, I'll check my account to see if there is any kind of debit from my account.
All right.
Okay.
I'll call my bank. I've got to get off here for a few minutes.
No, you would have to check your online banking, sir. If there's a credit, that would show up on your online banking itself.
Yeah, but I can't check it online if the phone and all ain't working. It ain't working.
What is not working?
My phone service.
No, no, no. You have to check it on the computer, sir.
Well, how am I going to check it on the computer if it's not working?
How do you normally log into your online banking?
Yeah, but my phone service and all, it might work. I don't know. I'll try.
Go and check, please. And which phone of yours is not working? Home phone or your cell phone?
The home phone.
The home phone. Okay. No issues. See your online banking if that is working.
I've had a good blank for.
You got black screen?
Yeah.
Please check your account and your recent credit and let me know if there's any credit by Chase Bank.
Yeah.
And what is the amount that you see there?
31,666.
Oh, my goodness. Hold on, sir. Don't touch the computer, please. I would have to request my team to see if we can cancel the transaction, okay? Because obviously we do not want you to keep $31,000 which doesn't belong to you, right? And I'm pretty sure you have no intentions to keep what doesn't belong to you, right? It was the normal mistake that happened. But the money got credited in your account, all right? Okay. Please bear with me for 2 minutes. I just have to speak to my team and see what exactly we have to do to cancel the transaction, okay?
Yeah, I figured you'd cancel all of it instead of clicking okay.
I wish I could be a secret Santa, sir.
Yeah.
Also, one more thing. The other line that I was speaking to you on, you could call us back on that line. That was a regular line. But this is an internet phone, okay? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Because you're having a bad connection. We are having a bad connection because of the weather. So please make sure that you do not hang up on me. In case if we get disconnected, just wait and I'll give you a call right back, okay?
All
right. Okay, sir. Okay, I've asked my team to go ahead and find a solution to cancel the transaction, okay? But by the time we are canceling the transaction, there is something very important that I want to tell you about the transaction, because although it's my money, right now it's in your account, it belongs in your account, okay? So as a duty,
it's
a responsibility to make sure, right, $31,000.
Right.
But since the money is in your account, it is my responsibility to make everything very clear and be very transparent with this transaction, okay? I want you not to panic. Do not panic. Just listen to me. Whatever I'm going to say will not happen. We will take care of it. But I'll make sure that I tell you everything, okay? So this transaction that has happened is an unauthorized transaction. What's an unauthorized transaction? When the sender is not willing to send you a particular amount, but you take it from their bank account for any reason, those transactions are called unauthorized transactions. Number two, we are a business account. Whenever we send money to any personal account, we have to take special permission from our bank and the IRS before sending the money. We only had permission of $316. Now, if all of a sudden the IRS finds out that we have sent you and you have received $31,000, they will call this whole transaction bogus and fraudulent, and they might put up a penalty on this very transaction that can go up to 30% of the money that you're dealing with. You would have to pay 30% of the penalty. I'll have to pay 30% of the penalty, okay? First, what I want you to do is I want you not to send me any money from your online banking. When you send money from online banking, those transactions get directly reported to the IRS. We don't want the IRS to find out there was a mistake or anything and that we have sent you money or you have received money that we didn't have clearance of. Number two, do not tell your bank that when you were trying to type in the amount, extra six were typed in, okay? We will try to cancel the transaction from our end, and we will try to take the blame upon us, okay? So you don't have to pay any kind of penalty because, see, penalties, which would be 30% on $30,000, is near about $9,000, okay? It would be very difficult for you to pay $9,000 penalty. It would be difficult for the company as well, but the company won't mind it so, right? What we are worried about is your penalties and our reputation. We don't want our reputation to be sabotaged in front of the IRS, okay? Otherwise, the IRS will keep an eye on every transaction that we do from here on. So what I want you to do is I want you to stay on the line with me. These were regular information that I passed on to you because this is an unauthorized transaction. Number two, I am still speaking to my team to see however we can get this transaction canceled. And if there's any assistance needed from your end, sir, I'm pretty sure you'd be more than happy to help us out, right?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Stay on line for maybe a couple of more minutes.
All right.
Ali, how far is your bank from wherever you are?
Not too far.
If there is a need to go to your bank, will you be able to go to your bank, sir?
Do what?
If there is a need for you to go to the bank to figure out this transaction and then send us our money back, will you be able to go to the bank?
Yeah.
Okay.
If the road permits,
Right, okay. One more thing, sir. If you are going to the bank to help us out, we won't be giving you just the $316. We'll be giving you $200 extra. To keep, you can call it a compensation or a gift for your loyalty for sending the money, okay? Now, this is not free money. This is only and only because, although it happened because of your keyboard, but I was on the call with you, and I will not 100% blame your keyboard because my internet is fluctuating as well. We have a very bad windstorm. So I'm not 100% sure whether it was your internet. I would also take the blame upon my internet as well or your keyboard. It could be anything, sir, okay? But since you're having to go to the bank to send us our money back, we'll be paying... We'll be paying you $200 extra, okay? Here is what you will have to do. We will be giving you our company's head bank details. You would have to go to your bank and make a wire transfer on that account, okay? But you won't be sending the entire $31,666. Right now, we will calculate your refund, the compensation that we are providing you, and the kind of wire fee that your bank costs for sending wire transfer. And whatever would be left, you'd be sending back to us since it is our money, okay?
Okay.
Can you just make a note of the account number on which you have received the funds? It's your checking account on which you have received the funds, right?
Yeah, it's on there. It's come through on there. It say no count. Remember, this is the chase,
okay,
then the mount.
No. No, your account. I'm talking about your account.
Oh, okay.
You know on which account you have received the funds, correct?
Right. It's showing it on here, yeah.
Right. Right. What I want you to do is I want you to go ahead and log out of your account so I can see the screen and then I can calculate what exactly you have to return back. So close your account because when you're on your bank page, I cannot see the screen.
I'm trying to get out of the thing, don't I?
Okay, what do you see on the computer exactly right now?
Okay, hang on, it might be working now.
I can see the screen now, your Oculus account. No, don't touch the computer, please, for 2 minutes. Let me open up a notepad, and I'll be giving you the proper calculation. We are sorry as a team, sir, to put you through, but then again, only you are there to help us out get our money back. It's all upon you now. All right. The amount that you received is 31666, right?
Yeah.
Now, if we deduct the original refund, which is 316, this is what we are left with, okay?
31350, yeah.
Now, out of it, I promise to give you $200. So if we deduct the $200, here is what we are left with. Now, your bank will not charge you more than $50 for a wire fee. If we deduct the $50, because I don't want you to be paying anything from your own pocket, we are left with $31,100 is what you have to send back to me, okay?
All right.
I'll refresh again how exactly you would have to send it. You would have to make an international wire transfer to our bank because we have got branches all over the world. We'll be giving you one of our head bank's information. You would have to go to your bank, ask them to make a wire transfer of $31,100. I'll be providing you the account information. Just hand out the account information to them and tell them that you want to send $31,100 on this very account number, okay? Now,
okay.
After you give them the information, they would ask you one quick question, which would be why you're sending the money. Under such circumstances, please don't tell them that you've received extra funds while you were receiving refund and you are sending that money back. That could lead up to two things. One, both of us paying penalties. Number two, our reputation to be sabotaged and ruined, okay? So when the bank asks you why you're sending this money, you simply tell them it's a personal investment, okay?
All right.
All right. So what I'm going to do is, I'm going to hang up the phone. I'll have my manager call you up, who will provide you with the account information, because these are sensitive information, which are not held by any employee and a direct with the managers. So my manager will call you up. He will give you the account information on your computer, and then he will send it out for you. He'll also guide you how exactly you have to do the wire, okay?
Okay.
We are already giving you $200. I'll quickly ask my manager if there is any more compensation that we can provide you, okay? Because it is snowing and you have to go out and attend your letter. Anyways, I'm going to hang up. He'll call you up. Within 10 seconds after I hang up, whatever number you get the call from, receive it, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.